Well, the work that we're presenting here is called Can We Talk About This? And it was the last words that Theo van Gogh, the filmmaker, said before he was stabbed by Mohamed Bouyeri, who is... Actually, can I start again? Can We Talk About This? The title is drawn from something that Theo van Gogh said, and he is a filmmaker, and it was reported by a witness when he was stabbed by Mohamed Bouyeri in Amsterdam in 2004. He, Theo van Gogh, had made a film with Ayaan Hirsi Ali about women's subjugation within Islam. The film, called Submission, was broadcast on Dutch TV. What was it about that film that so enraged not only Mohamed Bouyeri, Theo van Gogh's murderer, but many Muslims? Ayaan Hirsi asked the question in debate with many Muslims. What was more offensive, the fact that she wrote text, Quranic text, on a woman's body where the Quran said it is okay to beat your wife, or the fact that you can beat your wife? Which is more offensive? So the production looks specifically at freedom of speech, multiculturalism, and Islam. And I want to just stress that the definition of multiculturalism used within this production is not the very positive experience of mixing with people from many different races and faiths, but it is used, our interviewees refer to it, in the context of how David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, recently referred to it. That is state-sponsored multiculturalism. That is when the government brings in policies and attitudes that promote, retain, and sustain often the values of other cultures. For example, multiculturalism, state multiculturalism within Britain, has allowed 85 Sharia councils, which are, in other words, courts, to operate within Britain that do not afford Muslim women the same rights as British women. Why do we have a parallel legal, quasi-legal system that is not, that does not embody equality? This work, I want to stress, this work is not against Muslims per se. In fact, within my company of 10, I have two people from Muslim backgrounds. One of them is very devout. But he, like us, believes in a tolerant society. And even though he is a committed and devout Muslim, he also thinks that it's fine to work with homosexuals. He doesn't believe that women should be subjugated to... should be secondary to men. So this work particularly looks, though, at the notion of intolerant aspects of Islam. As I looked at intolerant aspects of Christianity, Catholicism, and Judaism in my previous work when I was looking at homosexuality in religion. So it's because I'm critical of maybe, the Catholic Church's reactions to homosexuality doesn't mean I'm against all Catholics. My partner's family are Catholics, committed Catholics. And I think that's a very important point I'd like to make within this piece. We interviewed roughly about 50 people. We also used some existing archival interviews. And with these words, we look at movement. And all my performers are trained as dancers, but they also speak. This work is being presented at the National Theatre, in London. So the level of acting needs to be high. Equally, the level of dancing needs to be high. The relationship between movement and words is an interesting one because we are not just talking heads. In life, we move. I use my body. You use your body. People express their anger often very physically. So it's just not talking heads. So I'm interested in how the body moves. But coming from a dance background, I also want to see how we can use text to support movement and how movement can use to be and vice versa. It's very important that sometimes movement can cancel out what is being said. If you do physically what you're saying, then what's the point of moving? But sometimes there's also no rule. Sometimes you need to do that. So it's important that one supports the other. And we constantly, literally had to go by second by second. This piece took 5.5 months to make. It's a very complicated process. But for me, I'm an artist that likes pushing boundaries. I don't want to just do a talking heads documentary. And I would hope, therefore, because it is an hour 20, the piece, or an hour 15, that the combination of the movement and the text makes for a very rich and unique theatre experience. It's not just a documentary. It's not just a dance piece. And I do believe, in the end, that dancers need to speak. We're not mute. And equally, it would be great more often if we saw some actors move a little more. I suppose the piece looks particularly at the issues of free speech within Europe, within Western countries. And what it asks is, why is it often okay to criticize Catholicism or Christianity or Judaism, but when it comes to Islam, we're all much more nervous? People that have criticized aspects of, and I stress aspects of Islam, like we've criticized aspects of Catholicism, I'm not called an Italianophobe if I challenge the Catholic Church. Why do some people want to call somebody, a racist if they're challenging aspects of religion? Often the words Islamophobic and racist are labels that are thrown out as slurs in order to stop debate. And often the people who've been silenced with threats, it's more often when they're addressing aspects of Islam rather than aspects of other religions. Is this acceptable? And whose cost is it at if we can't discuss these issues? I would often say many people within those minorities, women, gay people, even every Muslim's definition of Islam is blasphemous to another Muslim. If you're Shia, then Sunnis have a problem with you. So surely, if we can discuss these things in a rational way, hopefully the objective is to create a system where we can have much more tolerance. And I think this piece is a plea for discussion and tolerance.